Can anybody name the team that he plays for?
I'm going to say Utah.
I'm going to guess the Phoenix Suns.
Yeah.
Really?
Oh, right. What?
Yeah. Nice.
They just have a bunch of guys I haven't heard of. That's why I picked them.
Yeah, so just prepare to...
It'll be great.
It'll be perfect. Yeah.
Y'all motherfuckers don't watch us play throughout the year, to tell you the truth. I'm going to be real with you, and I don't care if I get fined.
Sweet jerk, I put some shoes on.
That train is off the tracks.
Who doesn't love the bounce castle?
Hitler. Just prepare to. Yeah, so just prepare to be awash in unbeatable goodness.
Welcome, Pacers fans. You are listening to the Undebeatables, your semi-weekly Pacers podcast and part of the Almighty Baller Podcast Network. Today is February 5th, 2017. This is episode 223. Coming to you from Indianapolis, Indiana, I'm your host, Joey Gafrida, the man behind the dials and season ticket holder. And happy Super Bowl Sunday. This show, we're discussing an undefeated week in Pacers basketball, including games against Magic, the Nets, and the Pistons. Today's podcast is brought to you by Audible.com. You can get a free audiobook and 30-day free trial at www.audibletrial.com/almighty. There's over 180,000 titles to choose from for your iPhone, Android, Kindle, or MP3 player. Before we get started, if you want to get in touch with us, you can do it here at these places. We're on Twitter, at Undebeatables. We're on Facebook.com/TheUndebeatables. Our website is TheUndebeatables.com, and you can send us a message through there. Shout out at TheUndebeatables.com is our email address. This week, joining me are four of our three analysts, coast to coast, like buttered toast. First from the nation's capital, Washington, D.C., it's the doctor, Jason Triplett.
What is up, Pacers fans? What is up, Undebeatables plus Nico? Excited to have you here and talk about some undefeated Pacers basketball this week. Super exciting.
From Indianapolis, Indiana, he's our in-house bartender mixing up the drinks in the crappy jingles. John Colson.
What is up, Pacer Nation? I would like to congratulate the Atlanta Falcons for winning the Super Bowl. The long national nightmare is over. Atlanta has a title. Congratulations. Or we can fix this in post. Suck it, Tom Brady.
Is that the same thing, right?
It's the same thing.
Well, no, no. What I'm saying is, if New England wins, suck it, Tom Brady, because I don't know who wins yet. So,
but also if Atlanta wins, suck it, Tom Brady.
Good call. Just suck it, Tom Brady.
From Dallas, Texas, this week, it's our enforcer, John Harper.
What up, fellas? Representing Roanoke, Texas this week. The West Coast will have to fend for themselves. Happy to be here. Looking forward to a Super Bowl that, unfortunately, the Pats are just going to win, and I'm already sad about it. But on the bright side, I have dinosaur beer, so life is not that bad.
That's non-renewable.
How do dinosaurs clap?
How do dinosaurs clap?
Our dead babies.
They can't. They're already dead.
Oh.
Dead baby dinosaurs.
Coulson's jokes really only go one direction. It's a one-way street to death.
Moving on from that. Sitting next to Harper, it's Blazers superfan and longtime friend of the show, Nico Branderhorse.
Hello, Blazer. Yeah, Blazer fans everywhere. Down with the Pacers. and I'm here with Harper, and I'm drinking not dinosaur beer.
He's drinking Salty Ladies.
Salty Ladies.
Mm, okay.
Which sounds lurid.
So the news came out for the All-Star Weekend. Glenn Robinson III is going to be in the dunk contest. Zach LaVine, I think, bowed out. But Aaron Gordon's returning. But I think I'm excited to see Glenn Robinson out there. He's had a couple good dunks this season. You know, we've seen him do some things. Very athletic young man. And, you know, Miles Turner will be there for the Rising Stars Challenge. So maybe they'll – and PG will be there because he's a proper all-star. I'm hoping maybe to get some tag team stuff going on for some cool dunks. Coles, are you excited about this?
I am. I feel like this is shades of the Freddie Jones dunk contest where, you know, flying under the radar, maybe not a national name, and wins it for the old Pacers. So, you know, come on, Glenn Robinson. Have PG throw it from the crowd or whatever. Isn't that what Fred Hoiberg did? Not Hoiberg, Fred Jones. Fred Hoiberg never won the dunk contest.
That would have been fantastic if Fred Hoiberg was in the slam dunk contest.
Yeah, it should be good, man. Pacers weirdly have had a bunch of dudes participate in the dunk contest, Paul George being the most recent. So my advice to Glenn Robinson would be don't turn the lights off
completely. Yes.
Let them see your dunk. Yeah.
Let them see the dunk. But yeah, GR3, we've talked about it before. He's the most athletic guy on our team. So, and he's got hops. So hopefully, and I think he's working with like dunk experts, basically.
Ooh. Like Paul George?
No, like, you know, those like professional guys that go out and do crazy dunks off trampolines and stuff.
Yeah. Okay.
I forget what their name is, but.
Harlem Globetrotters.
Those people are terrible.
Yeah. Not the Harlem Globetrotters.
I'm personally looking forward to my favorite NBA player, Derek Jones Jr. Should be electric. he plays, as I understand it, for an NBA team. So that should be interesting.
Really? I thought that was just a guy who went like, to
I think he's logged like 11 minutes of NBA basketball. So,
can anybody name the team that he plays for?
I'm going to say Utah.
I'm going to guess the Phoenix Suns.
Yeah.
Really?
All right. What?
Yeah.
Nice. They just have a bunch of guys I haven't heard of. That's why I picked them.
Well, gentlemen, we got three games to talk about this week. All undefeated, as we talked about. First one, Pacers taking on the Magic Wednesday, February 1st. They win this one 98-88, taking down Frank Vogel's team. JT, I thought the Pacers had a pretty great performance. What did you think about this one?
I agree with you. I think that this game was somewhat more of a struggle than it should have been. The Magic are not a good basketball team. But I thought this was one of the best Pacer wins of the year. Mainly because your super duper star, Paul George, has a really rough night, only scores 8 points. But the guys picked it up on the defensive end, shut down the Magic. Well, in some ways, the Magic shut themselves down, but that's a different story. But got contributions all over the board. Six guys in double figures.
Seven.
Six, I think.
Oh, you're right.
And then Stuckey and George had 8. So, yeah, just contributions up and down the bench. Shot it well. Out-rebounded the Magic. I thought just a great energy and effort type game here on the road.
And on the road, right?
Yeah. That's the key.
We don't have a lot of those to show for our season so far. So.
That's awesome. And they did exactly what we talked about last time was, you know, last week we were complaining, I guess, that the defense wasn't traveling well. And they certainly brought it in this game. They held the Magic to 40% shooting and only gave up 14 points in the fourth quarter.
Yeah.
Which is, that's how you close out games on the road. You don't let the other team score.
Yeah.
This was his...
Jason, you mentioned...
Oh, sorry.
I'm sorry. No, Jason, you mentioned Stuckey here. It was really great to have him back and healthy.
Yeah, that was fun, wasn't it?
Mm-hmm. That was the best 14 minutes of our season.
He got 14 minutes in this game. The last time he tried to come back, I think he got 6 minutes. So at this rate, he'll be out for 3 more weeks, and then he'll come back and play 20 minutes. So it'll be good. Yeah, he sprained an ankle in this game. Kind of a weird, fluky play at midcourt in a scramble. I think he's going to be okay. I think they're just obviously with Stucky and his wounded soul, they're being very careful with
him. It takes time to fuse that glass back together, so hard at work.
He was playing with energy, but he was broke. He looked rusty.
Yeah, of course you're going to have that for sure.
But no, this is as loose as I've seen these guys play. They look like they were having fun. I agree with you, Jason. One of the better wins of the season. I thought the bench did a really nice job. But I was really pleased with how much CJ Miles gave the Magic defense trouble. I mean, him just running off those screens really opened up a lot of stuff for us. And I thought he helped win this game for us. I mean, it was a team win, but he played really well.
We know that if that dude is hot from three-point land, we are an awfully tough team to beat.
Yep.
So that's definitely huge for us.
Actually, the post-game, CJ got the post-game interview, and he said, Turner's doing an excellent job calling out the D, and Teague is just serving it up for us. So I liked that because I feel like those things are also coming together with this team. It's one of the reasons we're playing well. Teague, of course, we've talked about how well he's playing, but you know, Miles Turner being more vocal, quarterbacking that defense has really made a difference.
And we've talked about him coming along, but it's really starting to bear fruit now. It's one of those things that's going to take a little time. Being a big man and a quarterback and, you know, of a defense in the NBA is hard work, and it requires a real base of knowledge that he just, you know, you don't come into the league with, so...
Right,
he's making strides, and guys are starting to get confident in him, and he swats a lot of stuff, so we like Miles.
We had a very specific conversation earlier in this season about Miles Turner running the defense, and, you know, we were a little concerned that it was going to be a second-year guy doing that, you know, whether, you know, last year he was falling down on pick and rolls, you know, so we were hoping hoping it wasn't going to be too much for this guy to take over, but it sounds like he's getting there, and which is just great.
And we know he's a smart kid. It just takes some time.
Sure. Yeah. Absolutely.
And also, it helped that instead of partying at the Miami bars, apparently we went to Disney before this game, so much better product on the court.
Yeah, Colson and I discovered that secretly decent downtown Orlando, but nothing like Miami.
So. Right. You can drink your way around the world at Epcot Center, I think.
Yeah. I remember the German place had the big steins of beer.
Yeah, and that was the last thing you remember.
No, I just saw pictures. I don't know.
There is a record of it.
Hey. And then you're just wandering around the It's a Small World exhibit. Yes. Freaking
didn't
out.
Didn't give me any nightmares at all. I swear. Well, next up, we got a little message from our sponsors. For you, the listeners of The Undebeatables, Audible is offering a free audiobook download with a free 30-day trial to give you an opportunity to check out their service. If you've not used Audible before, it's great. They have just a huge selection, I guess over 180,000 titles to choose from. If you're listening in your car, or you're exercising, or just hanging out at the house... they have tons and tons and tons of books. Harper, listening to one right now, Dead Wake, seems to really enjoy that one. Colson has been listening to Paul George, the inspirational story of basketball superstar Paul George.
And, trying to cut that one up into small doses, you know.
Yeah.
That's a weird title.
For you Star Wars fans, there's a book that came out with these new movies. It's called Aftermath, A Journey to Star Wars, The Force Awakens, story that came before that. So I know a lot of us are into that. It's good stuff. So you can get that at www.audibletrial.com/almighty. Again, that's audibletrial.com/almighty.
I use Audible to read to my kids so I don't have to.
And that's how you outsource parenthood.
And you can get a 30-day free trial, so you don't even got to pay for this.
Nice. It's a month of parenting.
Yeah. It's like a babysitter, but cheaper.
Solid.
Next game of the week, Pacers taking on the Nets. This is Friday, February 3rd. They took them down 106-97. Colson, I wanted just a big, big blowout, but they only won by 9 points. Why were they not as dominant as we thought they should be?
Brooklyn plays hard. The refs weren't calling anything in this game. It was just a scrum. And I thought... we were able to impose our will at stretches. I thought Teague and Young were both fantastic in this game. I think we were tied with 7:30 left against the Brooklyn Nets, who aren't that good. But CJ hits a huge three.
After being up 18.
Yeah, we gave away a lead for sure. CJ Miles hits a big three. Miles Turner had a big block. And then... we were only up five, like with under a minute left, and Paul George pulls out a big tough rebound, hits a couple free throws and iced this game. It was not pretty, but we got this win, and it's an important win. It's a team we should beat, and it extended our win streak to five. So, good on you, Pacers.
Yeah, this was should have been a blowout win, but. Some things affected us. So Thaddeus Young goes down in this game, sprains his wrist, and that kind of threw the rotation into chaos at some level. Stuckey was out for this game as well, so we're running with a thin bench. Seraphin's out as well. So in the third quarter, the second unit basically could get nothing done, which was scary.
It was brutal.
But I thought the Pacers did a good job of buckling down. You know, we talked last week about oftentimes when this team faces adversity, they have trouble dealing with that, basically. And here I thought that they did a great job. I thought George was a great leader. That rebound that you were mentioning, Colson, was a man rebound that sealed the game. And Jeff Teague was just doing things, just carving up poor Isaiah Whitehead, the rookie, for the Nets. Yeah, we never like to blame things on the referees, but I agree this game was officiated weirdly. I think it's nobody wants to watch the Brooklyn Nets play, even the referees, so they just want that game to get over with ASAP.
Yeah, worth noting in this too, in the 22 minutes that Thaddeus Young played, 10 points, 9 boards, 3 assists, 4 steals, 2 blocks, 5 and 9 from the field. He was having a great game before he went down.
And so he was playing with force, you know.
Yeah,
and you're right. To lose him, it definitely affected us.
And you know, maybe this is one of those things where you know we've talked about this team struggling with adversity within games, but maybe what they needed was just some real adversity, right? Rodney Stuckey going down is so predictable that doesn't count, right? So
sure,
you know, losing a starter. You know, that's real adversity. And it seems like these guys have rallied around it. You're right. This wasn't a pretty thing. Our second unit really struggled to, you know, sort of find themselves. And, but we walk out of the building, again, on the road with a W. And that counts in this league, right? Even if it is against the shitty Nets.
I don't know anyone on that team besides Brook Lopez. I was watching this going, who are these guys? Why is this game close?
Well, so they did take our advice, and they're playing LeVert for more extended minutes, but he goes 1-9 in this one. The kid's got talent. He's got NBA-level talent, but he's not ready. Isaiah Whitehead, not ready. I don't know why, but we just can't figure out Sean Dinwiddie.
Spencer Dinwiddie.
Spencer.
This is exactly my point, gentlemen.
Yeah, Spencer Dinwiddie and Shawnee Kilpatrick. They tear us up every time.
Literally don't know who any of these people are.
You know Luis Scola, though.
Scola. Yes. Scola. Scola. Scola.
Trevor yeah. Booker's out there, too.
Randy but again, Boyle's a good, a solid win on the road. It, obviously, the Nets are horrible, but you'll take wins on the road in the NBA. They're hard to get. And again, I thought that the defense traveled well.
Yep.
Held the Nets to 37% shooting. Like, that's great. If you can do that on the road, you're going to win a lot of games.
So oh, yeah.
Hopefully they can keep that up.
It wasn't a complete effort, but the starters played well and the defense traveled. So we'll take that all day.
Yeah. Also, one thing also, that this,
go ahead.
This team is having trouble with, which is fair because they haven't been in this position before, but when they're up 10 to 12 to 15, they really have a hard time stepping on the other team's throat and like pushing it to 20 and taking away their will to live. So this game and the Detroit game, I thought that they let those teams hang around a little bit longer than they should have mm-hmm. hung around in those games. I guess the Orlando game too, you could argue.
Yeah.
So that's the next step for these guys, you know.
Yeah, sure. I mean, that, so, but that's one of those things that separates 500 teams from solid playoff teams is the ability right. to just not play to your competition. And yeah. It's easier said than done, especially on the road. So.
Well, in a game like this, you know what I was thinking is this was the first night of a back to back, and boy, it would be nice if Paul George didn't have to play the fourth quarter.
Sure.
You know.
Yeah.
And then all of a sudden it's a tie ball game, and he's in with you know. He plays nine minutes or something in the fourth quarter. You're like, damn it.
Against the Nets.
It's going to hurt tomorrow. Yeah.
Brutal.
Yeah, I want to see a lot of Rakeem Christmas in the fourth.
Right. Exactly. A little George Niang time.
Yeah.
Well, that was the first of the back-to-back. Second one, Pacers come back home to take on the Pistons Saturday, February 4th. Catherine and I in the house for this one. Good crowd there. They win this one 105-84. Harper, you like you said there, they took too long. I mean, longer than you like to separate out. You know, they had they were down at halftime, but the second half they came on strong.
Yeah, this game for sure is a bit of a lackluster effort in the first half, but they came out of the locker room with purpose. So whatever that Gibber speech was, let's just put that on repeat for the rest of the season. Mm-hmm. Because the second half effort was great. And we immediately put some distance between us. 26 to 14 in the third and then won the fourth. Only gave up 12 points there. I mean, if we're going to give up 26 points a half, I like our chances to win games. So,
yeah, right.
This was a really solid effort against a playoff team, divisional rival. This was solid. This was, this is our best win of the week, right? This is... maybe we only played a half a complete basketball, but it was an awfully impressive half.
Yeah, no, it was great. And this, to me, was the Paul George leadership game. You know, going into halftime down the stretch, Detroit was giving us problems. The referees were not helping. And as the guys were walking off for halftime, you could see Paul George waving his guys. And he's like, come on, we got this. Like, we're outplaying these guys. Don't worry about it. Come in. We're going to rally. And we're going to kill these guys in the second half. Like, you could see it in his demeanor. And that's exactly what happened. They came out and just shut Detroit down in the second half, which was... I mean, they gave up 14 in the third and 12 in the fourth quarter. You know, 26 points and a half. That's amazing. It's amazing basketball.
Well, and that's the thing. I mean, this is the story here is defense. But the first half, we put up, 66? And we come out of the half and our offense stagnated, but we just ratcheted up that D. They gave up 11 turnovers in the third quarter, or was that the fourth quarter? But that's how many Detroit averages. They have like the lowest turnover rate in the NBA. I think they average like 12 turnovers a game or something like that. 11, and we forced that in a quarter.
And not only that, but what did we give up? 6.
Yeah.
On the game.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The other
we
story here
going into this game about
keep
cutting you off.
No, you're fine.
We talked going into this game that one of the things to watch would be the rebound battle, and the Pacers held it even. Detroit wins 44-41, but against a team that has Andre Drummond,
yeah,
that's really good. I thought that the Pacers did a great job controlling the glass on the defensive end.
I mean, this wasn't just about defense. This was about physicality, right? And not just getting the tip balls, but actually imposing our will a little bit. And that, I mean, that pays dividends, right? We know we're going to shoot a better percentage in a vacuum than Detroit. So you're right. All we have to do is stay even on the glass, and we're going to have an awfully good chance to win. And we just murdered them.
And a major shout out to, he must be in the all-time Pacers top 10 now. Right, Colson? Lavoie out.
Chef Boyardee.
Yeah, I was going to say we were burying the lead here. Lavoie Allen's birthday. He gets the start in place of Thaddeus Young, who injured his shooting wrist, his left wrist, in the previous game. Lavoie puts up 18 points, too shy of his career high. Played fantastic basketball. This guy's got a 20-footer. He's hustling, playing defense. He was doing it all for us. You're right. He's always been up near the top of my list, but
yeah, he was cooking up the goodness for sure.
He was cooking up the goodness.
Happy birthday, Chef. That was
well. I watched this game on delay, unfortunately, because he announced after the game that he was going to the Tapper's Barcade on Virginia after the game to celebrate his birthday. I live right next to there. Actually, when you were in town, we went over there.
I've been there. Yeah.
Yeah, and I didn't. I saw it on delay, so I missed going out to see him for his birthday.
Bummer. That's a total bummer. Yeah, this game was good. I felt like this whole week, maybe we'll talk about it more on Thursday's show, but that this team is reaching a level where they're completely locked in and they're buying into to playing basketball. I think they're also, we're getting to that point in the season where early on the referees want to establish what are the points of emphasis for the season, right? And so they call things a little bit tighter the first half of the season. And then as the season goes on, they sort of let the guys play a little bit more, building towards playoff basketball. And I think the guys are adjusting to that, and they're adjusting to it well, which I really like.
Right. I mean, I think that, you know, we always try and build a playoff mentality. So, you know, we should get stronger as we get closer. So you're right. That's a very good sign for us. And, you know, a couple guys came out this week. I think Miles Turner was the one with the quote. But, you know, this is the best the chemistry's been. And, boy, it sure showed. We're riding a six-game win streak right now. I mean, we were complaining not, what, 2.5 weeks ago that we couldn't string three together.
Right. So, we hadn't all season.
Yeah.
Yeah. And now we've done it twice in the last few weeks, I guess, right?
Right.
So we went on a 5-game streak and now a 6-game streak. Things I will say get a little bit tougher going forward, guys. So Pacers have enjoyed, what is it, Colson, do we still have the softest schedule in the league?
I haven't checked recently, but yeah, as of last week we did.
Well, coming up, 10 of our next 12 games are against teams with plus 500 records.
So are the Cavs really in there? Because they don't have, they're not a 500 team anymore, are they?
They're in there twice, actually. So we're really going to see if this team has turned a corner, the proverbial corner, as they say, and is playing playoff basketball. So this week, the Pacers host the Oklahoma City Thunder on Monday, and then on Wednesday, host the champs, the Cleveland Cavaliers. Joe, you going to that game?
I've got a conflict. I'm not going to be able to make it.
Oh, brutal.
Colson, you going to that game?
It's a Wednesday, right? I got to work.
Great fans. We're great fans.
We'll fix it in post.
We'll fix that in post. Friday, the Pacers travel to my hometown, Washington. I'm going to try to go to that game.
There you go.
I'm a good fan.
Exactly. And then Saturday, back in Bankers Life Fieldhouse, hosting the Bucks, who actually made a trade this week. Did we talk about this? Our boy Roy Hibbert getting shipped to the Bucks. What was it? It was Hibbert and Hawes for Miles Plumlee, another former Pacer.
Another former Pacer, yeah.
Is it?
I don't know if that makes a difference for either.
Yeah. I'm not sure that constitutes news.
Also of note, at the Pistons game on Saturday, it was the, I think they're doing this yearly, the Pacemate reunion. 75 Pacemates out there at halftime. Very impressive show.
Wow.
Whoa.
Yeah.
It's a lot of Pacemates.
Yeah. They went back to the 70s was the
wow.
So the ladies from that era. And then they're still working hard out there. It was very entertaining.
Shout out Jessica Jackson.
Yeah, was she there?
Deep cut. Nice.
I don't know. I couldn't quite tell from where we were.
You didn't buy front row seats for that game? That's
that was misplayed. The wife didn't want to see. Misplayed, sir.
I did for me, but my wife
nosebleed.
She wanted me to sit up though, at the top. Anything else this week, gentlemen? I'll take that as a nay. It's all right. Well, it's a good week of basketball.
Heck yeah.
Six in a row. Not bad, not bad.
Oh, I should mention, we're going to do the Washington game is going to be the game of the week. And you should definitely tune in on Thursday's show because we're going to have a guest from the Zardcast, David Keffer, on, who's part of the Almighty Baller Network. So tune in for that. He's going to tell us everything you need to know about the Washington Wizards.
Man, shout excited out. About that. Until then, on Thursday, you can find us at these places. We are on Twitter, at Undebeatables. We're on Facebook.com/TheUndebeatables. Website is TheUndebeatables.com. Contact form there. You can send us a message. You can review us on iTunes. That really helps new listeners find our show and check out the other shows in the network. We got t-shirts for sale, of course.
For a once and always coach, Bobby Slick-Leonard. Turn out the lights. The party's over.
It's like three genres right there.
did you see that movie Split? Is that what's going on? You have multiple personalities now?
Oh, I have not seen that movie. Should I check it out?
I haven't seen it. I don't know. Oh. But it's like it the number one things. Movie in America.
Oh, is it?
Is it?
Oh, I need to tell this story, too. I had a dream the other a night.
I'm just going to go ahead and stop my recording right now.
This is gold.
No, I was at a hardware store shopping, and I went up to the counter, and Reggie Miller was working the counter. But because it's a dream, he was also like working a bowling alley, like handing out shoes. He was also like working a smoothie machine for some reason. He was very busy. But made a connection with him, and I told him we did a podcast about the Pacers, and then I looked for my business cards in my wallet, and I couldn't find them. It was kind of an anxiety dream, I guess. So just for fair warning, guys, put those business cards in your wallet just in case you see Reggie Miller at the hardware store.
I think him working there is a better option than him commentating on basketball.
He was really multitasking in the dream, so yeah, might be right.